Tito. It comes a day after authorities announced the discovery of a body believed to be hers at a Wyoming national park. She had disappeared during a cross-country trip with Brian Laundrie. A cause of death has not been determined. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 768 points. This is SRN News.
One listener that stands out that I work with was this older couple that was interested in refinancing. They reached out to a few different lenders, and, you know, their credit wasn't the best. I know some of these other bigger banks, you just won't hear back from them, which I cannot stand. Not everybody has the 780 credit scores, and just because you don't qualify at one time doesn't mean that you'll never qualify. I'll walk you through what you have to do, whether it's 2, 3, 6 months from now. Back to that older couple, we worked with them for months and months to improve their credit. And we were able to get the loan done. We were saving them hundreds each month, thousands of dollars a year. Finally got themselves into a situation financially that they can handle. And they could start saving money each month for retirement. End of the day, they just could not be happier, which just put a huge smile on my face.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This very wet, dreary pattern seems to roll on almost endlessly, but hang on. We've got some very nice improvements to look forward to soon. Today and tonight, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms again, locally heavy rainfall in spots, 84 the high today, 72 the low tonight, then tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms likely, mid-80s for a high. On Wednesday, there could be a few spotty storms ahead of this cold front sweeping through the state. Nice air back behind it. We could be in the upper 50s by first thing on Thursday morning. Sunshine, low humidity, highs in the 70s will follow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Count on the power, versatility, and dependability of Kubota equipment, and count on Capital Tractor for the customer service to back it up. Day in, day out, we're doing what we do to help you do what you do. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police have charged a suspect with murder in a woman's shooting death that happened earlier this month. Police say they have charged 31-year-old James Jennings of Montgomery with killing 28-year-old Andrique Sheridan of Montgomery. Jennings is being held in the Montgomery County Jail. Montgomery police say a man was shot early Sunday morning. They say it happened in the 600 block of Woodrow Street around 2 a.m., the victim was found with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. And Governor Kay Ivey has called the Alabama legislature into a special session to address the state's prison problems. The special session will start Monday, September 27th. Lawmakers will address issues with understaffing, crumbling conditions, violence, and a look at proposals to build three new prisons. The state is already facing a federal lawsuit alleging prisons' conditions are unconstitutional. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Helps when I turn my mic up. This is why I'm not responsible for boards. All right. Happy Monday, everybody. I just thought I'd give you a little bit more music there. John Williams on the line. Hiya, John.
Hello, April Marie. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I thought I'd make a dramatic entrance, apparently. Forgot to unmute myself.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's all going to be okay. You know, I tell you, this weekend, I enjoyed my weekends a lot. I spend them mostly outdoors, but you know, it rained off and on most of the time all weekend this weekend. I bet it did at your place too, did it?
It did. It did not stop raining. It was a very annoying weekend. We painted pet rocks and then for the neighbors. And so the kids were really excited to paint pet rocks and then drop them off to the neighbor's house.
Nice. Well, how about that? That's a good thing to do on a rainy day. But, you know, I tell you, speaking of the weather, I was noticing, it looks like we're going to have a good bit of rain today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. But, my gosh, after Wednesday, it is like sun every day, and the temperatures are going to be cool. So, you know what? I am so looking forward to that. In fact, on Thursday, it's supposed to be sunny, and that'll be another day, a great day, to give away another $75 gift card at Mortgage Corporation of the South. How do you like that? You think that's a good plan for the week?
I think that's a great plan. Yeah, I saw it's supposed to cool down a little bit. I'm excited about that. I'm ready for boot weather.
Me too. So let's talk about these rates for just a minute, okay? You know, right now we are in an environment where we have low interest rates. And even though some of the rates have dipped a little bit lower than they are now, a little bit, and they've risen back up just a little bit, they're still very close to the bottom line lows of what we've seen. But I say all that to say, we have a rate environment right now, folks, that we might not ever see again in our lifetime. These things just start going up, and then, opportunity sometimes only knocks once. And so I just want to share, with you all and your audience what's going on. We have more and more people calling us right now, not really to refinance so much for a lower rate, but they're wanting to cash out. In other words, cash in or cash out, however you want to say it, on this low interest rate money. They're taking that money and they're doing debt consolidation, paying off credit cards. Like I mentioned last week, we have someone retiring soon, and they want to pay off every single thing that they have as far as their debt. So debt consolidation, home improvements, and just kind of get ready. One payment on your home at this low interest rate. So if you guys have been thinking about it, don't be caught asleep at the wheel. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call us. Now, if you have less than perfect credit, well, we can help you there as well. We offer equity loans on real estate, land, and automobile, okay? So if you have a home, a mobile home with land, that is, or a tract of land or even an automobile, but we can help you out there, even if you have less than perfect credit. We're the company you call on if you've had a foreclosure or a bankruptcy or anything like that. So, again, whether you want to buy a home or refinance one, whether you have an impeccable high credit score, never a late in your entire life, or you just got a bankruptcy last week, we're the company to call. Just remember, make your next move your best move. Call MCS. That's our slogan. We've had it a long time. We kind of like it. 567 phone number, 567-9000. That's 567-9000. One more time, 567-9000. Mortgage Corporation of the South, the Mortgage and Loan Center, located on top of the mountain in Wetumpka. Company NMLS number is 232876, equal housing lender. And April Marie, I hope you have a great rest of the day and hope everyone out there is safe. And we'll talk again about this same time tomorrow. How about that?
You got it. All right. Talk soon. You have a great day, John Williams. Give those girls my best.
I will. Bye-bye.
Always good to hear from John. He really, he has helped so many of our listeners. I know I've heard from a lot of you firsthand that he has, which is really stinking cool. So we know now that the prison special session is, now we don't have the official call. Hold on one second. We don't have the official special session call, but we know that it is coming because the governor's office has told us, and there has been a note for that. Let's see. I'm looking for the date, and I clearly cannot find it because
it's
I'm having
a week from today.
There you go. All right, here's a letter from the governor written on Friday. As I wrote you on September 7th, we face an urgent need to address Alabama's longstanding prison infrastructure challenges. And so I wanted you to know the date. I'm skipping ahead for convening the special session Monday, September 27th. By sending this letter, it is my hope you'll have ample time to plan and prepare. This is what the governor said. As stated before, this is our moment, the legislature and this administration, to lead our state in a bipartisan manner to solve a problem that has plagued us for decades. And that, if not properly addressed, will continue to set us back for decades to come. Liberals across the state are losing their ever-loving minds. Why? Because the special session is expected to handle the infrastructure of it, the buildings themselves, and not criminal justice as a whole. Now, we've heard from lawmakers on this show and on this station that special sessions need to be precise because it's get in, get a job done, get out, move on to the next issue, which is why we don't see expect to see many other things included in the call, if anything else is included in the call. But never miss an opportunity to beat up conservatives. And different people from around the state are saying, well, we need to address all the things that we do need to address, right? We do need to address mental health care. We do need to address recidivism. We do need to address job training programs. But this is to address the infrastructure problems. We don't have space. Our facilities are not safe and are falling apart. This is what the special session is going to address. And they're not even going to address it as big as the governor intended to address it when she was looking at spending billions of dollars on multiple prisons. So it'll be very interesting to see. But if you are one of those people who deals with session traffic when session is in town, expect it next week because they will be back for at least a little bit. We're going to hit a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to go back to some national issues. Let's see what else is on the agenda for today. We'll talk a little bit more of the immigration mess. Oh, the San Francisco mayor saying what everybody knows to be true about masks. We're going to get to that in a minute. And then also the CDC and their 6-foot rule. How arbitrary was that? Well, we'll hear about it coming up after this break.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box of old home movies, high school football films, or dance recitals of your kids and would like to transfer them to DVD or digital files? Well, give us a call today. We've been providing professional video services for almost 40 years, and all work is done here in our facility in Montgomery. Don't risk sending your videos to some distant company on the Internet. Hey, and call about our 50% off special for the month of September. 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net and like us on Facebook.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's time for the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Visit our sale on Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, floral arrangements, and much, much more. After you shop the Warehouse Sale, stop by Cavco Outlet for more great savings. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind home decor items or for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday, September 24th and Saturday, September 25th, 8 till 5.
This is Alice of Independent Glass. We advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, and we get great results. If you want results like we get, you need to go with Blue Water.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Hey, Joey. I'm assuming you were too busy at your bachelor party to watch the award show.
Yes.
Shocking. Not another event where the celebrities weren't mask-free and all the other people wore masks. Because COVID can differentiate. It's absolutely silly times we live in now. It's like the left doesn't even pretend anymore. They're too cool for school. We're going to get yelled at if our children, 4 or 5 years old, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, aren't wearing masks. But celebrities in masks in a big building together. And here's the thing is they're not even, it's like they're mocking us. It's not even like it's a secret thing. No, they're going to air every minute of this. They're going to take a kajillion photos. Because how could they possibly be bothered? Well, I have to tell you, I haven't watched an award show, though I do look at pictures later to see what everybody wore. And even that's getting obnoxious, because who the heck wears some of these outfits these women are wearing these days? Even calling them outfits is a little, like, see-through. I'm wearing a sheer curtain. That is my dress. Or I'm just wearing beads. Like, really? That's not a thing. Yes, you are getting your political commentary for someone who also likes fashion. It's a very odd combination. Joey, let's look at the mayor of San Francisco. So this is the mayor of San Francisco who was busted at a concert for not wearing a mask. Now, the beginning part is kind of painful as she is trying to justify where she was. She's trying to justify where she was and what she was doing when she wasn't wearing a mask. We're not going to play the whole clip because it's incredibly long and makes you want to poke your ears out. But we'll start at the beginning here.
I had a good time at the Black Cat. And I think it's sad that this is even a story. The fact is, there was something that was really monumental that occurred. And that is Tony. The original members, the brothers, Raphael Sadiq and Dwayne Wiggins, who have not performed in public for, I believe, at least over 20 years. They are just really some of the most incredible artists in the history of this.
Wait, I'm sorry. So, Joey, did you know when it comes to public health and safety that if you're seeing someone who has been deemed an incredible artist who's having a reunion, you get to flaunt those rules?
I didn't know that was allowed, but I mean, Tony is great.
But I mean, COVID precautions get thrown out the window if you're seeing Tony. Okay, we're going to keep going.
This country and the Bay Area in particular, and the fact that that is getting lost here is very unfortunate, not to mention the incredible trumpeter, Maurice Mobetta Brown, who is just phenomenal. These incredible musicians who performed and who really uplifted the spirits of not just myself, but all of the people who were there. And from my perspective, you know, I was there, I was eating, and I was drinking, and I was sitting with my friends, and everyone who came in there was vaccinated. So the fact that we have turned this into a story about being maskless, no, I'm not going to sip and put my mask on. Sip and put my mask on.
Isn't that exactly what the FAA tells us we have to do? Isn't that what governors and politicians all over the country are telling us what we have to do? She's saying that's absurd. Because it is.
No, I think actually we could improve, especially for elementary school students, the quality of life in school. Instead of desks, we'll just put restaurant tables and concert tables in the schools. That way the kids can sit down and take off their masks then.
Well, we've had this discussion. My kids have to wear a mask even during lunch. They're not allowed to speak like they're in a prison. It's absurd. But you're right. If we could play some Tony, Tony, Tony and put a bar in each classroom, we might be onto something. All right, we're going to keep playing this. I hope you guys are getting as mad as I am.
And real quick, your friend, Phil Kirpin?
Yeah.
He just came out with updated death statistics, like numbers.
Oh, we're going to go over that.
Oh, yeah. Especially the young population. It's driving me nuts.
When you
see the numbers, percentages, it's crazy. But anyway, here's this genius.
My mask on. Eat and put my mask on. While I'm eating and I'm drinking, I'm going to keep my mask off. And yes, in the end time, while we're drinking, like everyone else there, we were all having a good time. And again, all vaccinated. So the fact that this is even a story is sad. And it's sad because we're missing out on the fact that we have live performances. We in
San Francisco. I can't anymore. I can't. Ugh. She's really mad that this is a story. You know what? Here's the deal. So am I. I'm mad this is a story. You know why this is a story? Because idiot liberals around the country make idiot policies. Like that, you do need to sip and take, put your mask up, and sip and take your mask up. Airlines requiring that, silly. Restaurants and bars around the country, arbitrary rules. You will wear your mask to your table. You will wear your mask to the hostess stand, but then you will take it off. If you're standing at the bar, you need a mask. If you're sitting at the bar, you do not need a mask. Here's the deal. The deal is, it is all stupid. The idea that she's saying, well, we're all vaccinated. Well, that would be great if there were no such thing as breakthrough cases happening. But there is breakthrough cases. But you know what? Do I want her to sit at home? Do I want people to sit at home? Because being vaccinated isn't going to stop and prevent COVID from spreading. Nope. I want everyone to weigh their risk and take the appropriate actions. Absolutely makes me angry. Yeah, it makes me angry that this is a conversation. But why is it a conversation? Because mayors like her are making people scared, irrationally scared, because they are putting irrational limitations on people's movements and activities. Duke on the line. Hey, Duke.
How you doing, Ms. April?
I'm good.
Yeah, I've been listening to you, and I took both of my shots, and I don't want to wear that mask anymore. I wear it every once in a while when, you know, I play it by ear, you know, if I'm around a thick cloud or whatever, but damn that mask right now. I took both of my shots and had to suffer through the second one. I'm going to be all right. If I die, damn it, I'll die. Anyhow, I've been observing the fans at the football games. That does something to me right there, you know, being an Auburn fan, although we lost the other night, but watching that white out deal. Oh, man, that's so exciting, isn't it? Seeing all the people in the stands and, you know, saying everybody having a good time. That's what I like to see. You know, if half of them die, damn it, let them die. But that's what I want to see in the stands. I want to see it full. Okay?
I went, Duke, to my first game in Tuscaloosa since moving here. Now, I'd been to a game before I lived in this state, but I went to my first game here and I had fun. I did. You know what? I wasn't worried about COVID. I wasn't. Now, initially, it's a stadium there in Tuscaloosa. They say if you're going inside, you need a mask. I had a mask for like 30 seconds, but then people were just living. Shockingly, people were living.
I was in my living room. If I caught it through looking at those people through the screen, damn it, I deserve to get it. Hello?
Yeah, people are crazy.
I don't want to cuss too much. I mean, I'll get carried away sometimes. I thought you would cut me off. Anyway, but that was a pretty sight, that white eye. I never really paid attention to it. I never really seen that deal before, but it looked nice right there, didn't it?
Yeah, I like white out games.
Yeah, man, that's pretty right there. I mean, Auburn should have won the game. Now, we should have won. you know, their little trick plays, they should have kept that to themselves or whatever. But it was a good game overall, you know. Did your team win this weekend?
No, Duke, you stop it.
I'm just asking. I don't know. Did your team win?
So Florida State is going 0-3 this season. We're not exactly great.
Who did play this past weekend?
That's a good question. I should know this, but I don't.
But they lost, though. Again.
Yeah, we lost.
Damn. They need to go back and get Jimbo Fisher or somebody. Something, huh?
I don't know what we're going to do. Oh, it was Wake Forest. I'm sorry. How did I literally just mocked a friend because he lost a bet. And I was like, why are you betting on, and he had to wear a Wake Forest hat today. And I'm like, why are you betting on Florida State right now?
Like, well, I was there ranked, though. We're number 23, I think. We're there ranked a little bit. But back to the mask thing. It's a toss-up, really, for me right now with the mask. And, you know, let everybody make their own choice about it. But I'm hoping half of the people at these ball games have taken the shot already to where they can take a risk like that, because there's a lot of people at these ball games. So,
well, they and I haven't seen any big numbers coming out of ball games.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I hadn't heard any negative numbers or anything. But so, you know, everybody using common sense, I guess, or whatever, you know.
So yeah, FSU lost 14-35 to Wake Forest.
Oh, okay.
I can't. All right, Duke. Good to hear from you, dear.
They're basically getting together for you, Miss April.
I can only hope. It's
impossible. All right. Have a good one.
Bye. All right. Red Top, how's it going?
April Marie, I'll tell you, I hope you guys practice real good for Florida because they almost ate Alabama's butt up at the end there. I'll tell you. And I'm down here at the Alabama River at Wright Park. It's not as high as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, okay.
Moving smooth, though. It's a beautiful sight in Alabama River. And water management in Alabama is probably better than anywhere else in the country. I'll tell you that right now. To be as river full of rivers as it is, we have very little flooding. Can I speak about something different besides the... I'm so sick of the mask and the vaccines and all that. It's just giving me a permanent headache. Go pull up to the gas station on Ann Street, and gas is $2.99. Let's talk about something that matters. Our governor and our Montgomery delegation, as far as I know, voted for the gas tax, correct?
Yes, they did.
Okay. That is, have we gotten all
the governor
of the
doesn't
gas?
Get to vote for it, but she pushed it. The legislature passed.
That's right, Governor. This is true, but it was her great damn idea. And all the Montgomery delegation voted for it, didn't they?
All of the legislators, a lot of them voted for it. The guy running for auditor, Andrew Sorrell, did not vote for it. We actually should, I'll pull up a list of the people who did not vote for the gas tax.
Okay. You know, the state of Alabama and all the states have received a lot of money from the federal government, haven't they?
For COVID, there has been a ton of COVID relief money.
Okay. Who is keeping up with if this money has been spent or how it's spent? Because, for instance, they probably should have a lot left for rent they didn't have to pay because people didn't even ask them for it. And I'm upset about the gas tax because now that we're a dollar higher, thanks to Joe Biden, we're going to be... we would be well under $3, but now we're about to hit $3 thanks to Kay Ivey and the Alabama legislature. And
well,
I think it's time they roll some of these damn taxes back. This state is swimming in money. They're making a lot of money.
It's about to go up again. It goes up again on October 1st.
The last of it goes in October 1st?
Mm-hmm.
That's an extra 3 cents, isn't it?
An extra, let's see, 2 cents a gallon on October 1st.
So it's been 11 or has it been 13 cents total, wasn't it?
So it is it was phased in over 3 years, 6 cents the first time, then 2 cents, and then it goes up another 2 cents.
God, you know, that's just damn stupid. Right, when we didn't need it.
And Will Barfoot voted no.
I was just going to say, so Larry Sutz voted no, Jim McClendon voted no, Dan Roberts voted no, Shea Shelnut, and Shelnut, Will Barfoot voted no, and then Vivian Figures, everybody else in the Senate voted yes. Let's see. Who else voted no? Andrew Sorrell voted no. Mike Holmes voted no. There were some locals who voted no.
Well, that's, I feel better because they screwed us so bad on the marijuana stuff. But guys,
Wait, hold on. Are you against the marijuana, the medical marijuana red top?
No, I'm for legalizing all of it.
Okay. They didn't screw you over. They passed medical marijuana, and I'll take a pass for those who need a medical marijuana.
Yeah, it'll take a damn year and a commission and all just to smoke pot, not even grow it. I mean, these guys are so far behind the times. They need to get into it, man. This is just beyond belief. We need to pass the damn lottery, legalize marijuana, and get on with life in the 21st century. We got to get rid of these old good old boys and girls, man. They're holding us back.
So, all right, Red Top. Well, we got to get a break.
Congratulations to Elon Musk. Thank you.
All right. We will hit a quick break. When we come back, we will discuss, we can actually talk a little bit about the gas tax and other issues. I'm going to see what I can find out about the CARES Act money. That was on my to-do list, and I didn't do it. So I owe you guys some homework there. We'll be right back after this break.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Isn't it a pain when your heating or cooling unit starts going bad? And there you are, limping along with that old system, hoping and praying it will hang in just a little longer. Don't go through that again. You can be comfortable all year round with a reliable, efficient Bryan HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no interest financing on any Bryan product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryan dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any plumbing issues you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all. Whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryant. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Cooley said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Cooley said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right?
You.
No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
When getting a service, all of us likes to deal with the best. When it comes to cleaning your carpets and flooring, then you need Peaches and Clean, voted the best of the best for 2021. As a way of saying thanks for your support, Peaches and Clean will clean two rooms of carpet for $99. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. For your Oriental and area rugs, Peaches and Clean has a climate-controlled rug cleaning facility with pickup and delivery available. When it comes to your floors and so much more, you want the best. Visit peachesandclean.com. Call for your $99 special today. Not good with other offers. Coupons, restrictions may apply. Ends October 31st.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott!
you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This very wet, dreary pattern seems to roll on almost endlessly, but hang on. We've got some very nice improvements to look forward to soon. Today and tonight, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms again. Locally heavy rainfall in spots. 84 the high today, 72 the low tonight, then tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms likely, mid-80s for a high. On Wednesday, there could be a few spotty storms ahead of this cold front sweeping through the state. Nice air back behind it. We could be in the upper 50s by first thing on Thursday morning. Sunshine, low humidity, highs in the 70s will follow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Without me, cause I...
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1. Hey,
nobody is for me. Nobody, nobody cares for me. I'm so sad and
cold. Wild things happening across the nation. Joey, did you see where a Texas abortion provider did an op-ed saying he provided an abortion?
I did not.
Yes. I guess he wants to be the person who has charges brought against him so that he can then fight it in court. Supreme Court says that it will be taking up the arguments in the challenge to Roe v. Wade December 1st. It said today, this afternoon while we were on air, that it will take up the arguments on the Mississippi ban of abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Opponents are saying that's a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade, although 15 weeks is through the first trimester, so I don't know that it's, you know, totally equal, but that's neither here nor there. Mississippi's ban has been blocked by lower courts because... it is pre-viability abortions, but the hearings are, of course, expected to come, and it will bring up talks of what's going on in Texas. Alabama, of course, passed its own abortion bill several years ago. 272-9228. I think it is going to be a very interesting time. Now, keep in mind, they'll take up the case in December, but that's not necessarily when we will get results, of course, from that. There was Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers filed a brief on Monday about it. This is going to be a very divisive time for our country coming. I can see some very big fights happening on this issue. So just remember, there are going to be people in your life you disagree with this issue on. Calling them baby killers, not necessarily the best way to communicate with somebody who believes differently if you are a pro-life advocate and they are pro-choice. Also, keep in mind, you're not going to be able to solve this argument on social media. This is not something you're going to convince somebody who has deeply held beliefs about in a tweet. This is an issue that I'm interested for the court to take up, but let's be realistic about those on the opposite side. Very few people, have not thought through their entire perspective on this. I know that my feelings on this have been pretty consistent, but there have been times where I go, okay, about that case, let's talk. But I'm telling you, this is going to be a big turning point for our country. The media will, of course, use this as another big divisive tool to pick fights. But December 1st is the arguments. So that's going to be huge. There is, in addition to these things, what was that other clip I sent you, Joey? I sent you one other clip. Let's see what that was. We are going to, the 6-foot rule. I actually literally thought to myself, I'm going to do a show or two this week, which I will do a show or two this week without talking about COVID. I've now dared myself to do it. I feel like everyone is over COVID. That's not the way I meant that to come out. Joey, are you over COVID?
Yes.
Completely over the conversation. All right, let's play the 6-foot rule. Everybody knew that the 6-foot rule was arbitrary. And now we have someone saying it.
And you're right, the 6 feet was arbitrary.
The 6 feet was arbitrary in and of itself. But if the administration had focused in on that, they might have been able to affect a policy that would have actually achieved their outcome. But that policy-making process didn't exist. And the 6 feet is a perfect example of sort of the lack of rigor around how CDC made recommendations. Nobody knows where it came from. Most people assume that the 6 feet of distance, the recommendation for keeping 6 feet apart, comes out of some old studies related to flu, where droplets don't travel more than 6 feet. We now know COVID spreads through aerosols. The initial recommendation that the CDC brought to the White House, and I talk about this, was 10 feet. And a political appointee in the White House said, we can't recommend 10 feet. Nobody can measure 10 feet. It's inoperable. Society will shut down. So the compromise was around 6 feet.
Genius. Genius, I say. Original recommendations were 3 feet, and a lot of schools have gone to 3 feet now. Joey, 6 feet. You know what I literally think of? I think of my guy friends, like the average guy friend. Could he lay down between me and the person I'm talking to? Which I guess is where they got the 6 feet. Like, everybody knows someone 6 feet tall. How tall are you, Joey?
Like 5'10 something.
So I need to lay you down between me and the person I'm talking to and then add a couple inches?
Yeah.
CDC, guidance, arbitrary, as if we didn't know that by now. All right, we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get to those Phil Kirpin numbers. Phil Kirpin is a policy analyst, policy wonk, but what he's been doing is, among other things, is taking CDC data and presenting them in a different way than the CDC itself provides them. And one of the things he has just done is he took the data and he crunched the numbers on what your chances of death with COVID is by age. Now, keep in mind, this doesn't have all the underlying factors, but it is an interesting look at the death reports. So we'll get to that when we come back. You're listening to April Marie Fogel.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. You can follow her on social media at April Marie on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to follow and like News Talk 93.1 while you're there.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey folks, this is Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center. And did you know there's all kind of dogs that we can feed? Like sleeping dog, hot dog, creek dog, swimming dog, hunting dog, shaggy dog, lap dog, window dog, riding dog, hiding dogs, puppy dog, standing dog, hat dog, cozy dog, family dog, even a dancing dog, man. So come see us at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and we can even feed your kitty cat, too.
If you have a loved one needing extra care, call Prattville Health and Rehab, a skilled nursing facility offering short or long-term physical therapy, long-term residency, secure dementia care, or even short-term respite care. What makes Prattville Health and Rehab special? Inpatient physical, occupational, or speech therapy with private therapy rooms, a seven-day-a-week activity department, and a professional, loving staff with the goal of bringing your loved one's past life into present. For information, call 334-365-2241 or go to PrattvilleHealthandRehab.com. Our family, caring for yours.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Minding my own business this weekend. And who calls me? Reed Ingram. One of our listeners went into Sweet Creek Farm Market and he put me on the phone with him. I don't know that we need to make a habit of that, guys, but it was kind of cool. So if you are the listener who was at Sweet Creek Farm Market, it was very nice to talk to you this weekend. You are good people. It was very, very sweet. No pun intended for Sweet Creek Farm Market. So if you haven't been lately, I'm going to do one of my favorite lines from the movie I've seen a kajillion times because my kids are currently obsessed with The Greatest Showman. If you haven't been to Sweet Creek Farm Market lately, you just haven't been to Sweet Creek Farm Market. Why? Because now they have the roost open where you can get coffee and ice cream. If you were to walk into the side of the building that's facing where the pavilion is, just there on your right, there's double glass doors. You can go in there. You can get yourself a cold coffee, a hot coffee, a dirty chai. Mama likes her dirty chais. I tried the pumpkin pie drink, espresso drink. It was amazing. I might have gotten about 3/4 of the way through before I thought I'm going to die of a sugar high. So I couldn't finish it. But go check it out. If you're not in the mood for coffee, don't worry. They've still got all your favorite fruits and vegetables. They've even got pumpkins right now. It's kind of amazing, I tell you. No lie. So go check it out. Tell them that April Marie sent you. If you go and ask for Reed and he's available, he'll even give you a tour. He loves meeting our listeners. He loves showing you around. So check that out. So earlier today, Phil Kirpin, who is one of my favorite policy people, we work together at Americans for Prosperity. He has looked at different information from the CDC's own websites, and he parses it out a different way. Now, it sounds like it's snoozeworthy, right? Like parsing out CDC data. But it's so important because what he has done is he's found out some contradicting information from what CDC has said. Shocking. I know, right? But one of the things he looked at was CDC pediatric flu deaths versus COVID deaths. And sure enough, flu deaths are higher than COVID deaths. We all knew that, right? Like literally every year except for 2013 to 2014, which just barely eked out in the 0 to 4 range higher. COVID deaths have been way lower than flu deaths. 5 to 7, that's 0 to 4 age range. 5 to 17 age range, still lower than all but 2 years of since 2012. And then the combined 0 to 17, it has been lower. So early on, we were all instructed not to compare the flu to COVID. Don't compare a flu to COVID. Don't compare a flu to COVID. Now we're being told if your kid gets sick, it's going to look like the flu. It's just not going to kill them like the flu. Now, don't get me wrong. Every single child death is tragic. God, my heart breaks for those who lose their children under any circumstances. But what we're doing to children, masking them, what we're doing from them, stopping activities, what we're doing from them, not allowing them to be next to each other, making them eat in silence, all of those things we're doing is wrong. It's not supported by data. It's not supported by science. And it's not even supported by what we think could happen, because, well, we have the information. CDC has the information. So sure enough, one of the things Phil Kirpin did, and this is, again, using CDC data, not manipulating it, just using the data. He went through and he parsed out every single death based on age, a death by COVID. So here I am, 40 years old. As to date, from January, this is from January 1, 2020 to September 11th, 2021, 40 years old, there have been 1,436 deaths, and that is a likelihood of death of 0.035. Now, keep in mind of that, there's a lot of people with extenuating circumstances, with risk factors, diabetes, obesity, heart trouble, lung trouble, immune compromised for cancer, anything like that. If you look at percentages wise, what do we know looking at these numbers that we've known this whole time? Older people are highly susceptible. And by highly, there's a 1% chance over the age of 78. It's just frustrating. It's frustrating to know that our federal government has this data, and they're still, the CDC is recommending mask for over two. It's frustrating that employers want to mandate vaccinations for everyone. Top down, that our federal government wants employers to. Let me back that up a little bit. We're going to talk about that with Steve Marshall here this afternoon. If an employer decides to, it's a right to work state. You go find a job somewhere else. I know people aren't going to like that. 272-9228 if you want to call and yell at me for saying that. If your employer wants to require it, you can go find a job somewhere else. But I feel that way about religious freedom too. If Hobby Lobby doesn't want to provide birth control, it's their choice, and you can go find a job somewhere else. I know it's not a popular thing, but business owners have rights, and people have private property rights. If I want to say no one can come on my property, if not for X, Y, and Z, I have the right to do so. I'm glad Kirpin is putting together information that a lot of people want to ignore. Another analysis he did is on death certificates and the plausibility of it being not connected to the death. And he basically said that under the age of 18, they're guessing a lot more were due to COVID.
Yeah.
Not a good crisis, go to waste.
The CDC did an analysis of 2020 death certificates that said death with COVID. That's the statistic, folks. Death with COVID. The CDC estimated about 2.5% might have been causes other than COVID, and the person just had it. That number goes to about 35% of death certificates with COVID was a different cause than COVID for 18 and younger. And when you see the headline of the Pfizer CEO saying, well, I recommend the shot for 5 to 11-year-olds, if you look at the population death rate, so deaths from COVID from January 1st, 2020 to September 11th, 2021, the figure works out to 0%.
Yeah.
Now, there are still some deaths with COVID, say like 6-year-olds, 8.
And, until, you know, and they're seeing among the side effects of the vaccination in younger individuals, younger men are having greater side effects.
Right.
I'm not for giving children this vaccine right now. And I know that's an unpopular opinion, because we should do anything and everything we can. But right now we know that the shot does not prevent COVID, that there are breakthrough, so-called, what they're calling breakthrough cases. But the fact of the matter is, the overwhelming majority of children who get COVID are going to be fine. It is a fluke, a very, very unfortunate, sad fluke when healthy individuals die of this. All right. check that out if you're on social media at Kerpen, K-E-R-P-E-N. I just went to my my windows I have open, and I had opened the picture of the whiteout game so that I could see it. Do you ever read the New York Intelligencer?
No.
So I read various publications and just to see what's out there. So sometime recently, I think it was Friday, someone popped a story into social media. The headline is, "Know the richest 1% don't pay 40% of the taxes." This was published on Friday. And so I was like, okay, well, we've all seen the images that show this, right? So I thought, okay, it says, so you go to the article and it says, it's a figure that has been repeated a million times on Fox News diatribes and in college Republican lectures sponsored by aging billionaires. Now, here's the next line. Are you ready for this, Joey? I'm going to make sure you don't have anything in your mouth so you don't just spit take, because this is amazing. The next line is, the stat is literally true. Okay. But it's deeply misleading. So this guy writes an entire article, and it is published on, no, the richest 1% don't pay 40% of the taxes. And then midway through goes, okay, well, it's true. And the reason he's upset is because we aren't looking at the actual amount of money that the rich people have. Well, that's not the issue here. The issue is, do they pay 40% in taxes? And the stat is literally true. Why do liberals want to manipulate information to fit their narrative? We continue to see this time and time again. And this is a perfect example. Goes right up there with that rally. The rally that wasn't a rally. The rally that was journalists and feds and law enforcement. The left wants you to believe a narrative. And they are wrong. And the entire narrative goes against what we know. It's not facts. It's not based on reason. It's not based on science. It's not based on anything but pressing an agenda. We're going to hit a break. When we come back, we'll get into some more state and local politics. And then we will be joined at 2:30 by State Attorney General Steve Marshall to talk about two of his issues. Back in just a minute.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A Houston police officer was killed, another wounded during a shooting that also killed a 31-year-old man who the officers were attempting to arrest. William Jeffrey, who joined the police department,